First, I was there last time I bought it, a record, which is cute that you say that still, anyway.
Didn't we just buy you that Rob Thomas record?
That's not a record.
Okay, excuse me, compact disc. Compact disc.
I like calling them records.
The last time I bought a 45.
Okay.
To play on your phonograph?
All right, get out of here. I'll see you later. I love you.
I love you, too.
Goodbye.
Carrie Underwood is the girl next door if you live next door to a trailer park.
and I don't want my neighbors on TV.
I like her, guys. She stands alone, Mike.
I think she's cute.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You can put my surly neighbor on TV.
I think she's got the face like of a blow-up doll.
Hey, you don't think she's attractive?
Her
mouth is open all the time?
She doesn't always look surprised.
She's going to go either one way or the other. She's going to take the weight off, or she's going to, you know, she's going to go down into the annals of, hey, she was cute when, like child actors. I think she might has the potential to grow up and slim down a little bit and look even better than
she looks
right now.
Do you feel as good about that as you do about your prediction that The Rock will be a major motion picture star?
Maybe they'll do a picture together.
I said Carrie was going
to
win.
But you know what? I think she needed to win more because I think Bice will do okay on his own. Mm-hmm. And if she did not
Bice.
Win,
mm-hmm.
she wouldn't have done anything.
But. Andrew Bice Clay.
Yo!
Oh!
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, man, I'm so pissed at that. Man, we were in San Francisco at a restaurant and they actually changed the name of one of their dishes for Bice to win. Bice-a-roni. Hey, Mike. Yeah.
No, you. I'm sorry.
Don't let him
get away with it.
No,
you're not allowed.
Yeah.
No.
I like the hey, Mike. Hey, Mike.
I got my joke in.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you know, last night when she came up there and she won, they printed Carrie across the back of the big screen.
Yeah.
How many people like me were thinking, where's the bucket of blood?
Oh, God.
Hey. What an interesting thought that is.
I only wish I would have thought of that.
All of a sudden, she looks to the right, looks to the left. The doors of the Kodak Theater slam shut and lock.
Yeah, then Bo Bice turns into Satan.
Thank you for the call. That's a good call. I know I've mentioned this countless times before, but that's the first movie, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
The first movie that I ever saw that made me jump out of my chair.
When the hand came up
at the end. I mean, because nobody had hit me to that. I mean,
right.
You know, back then you would go to the movies, nobody would tell you if anything good. It was like, whoa!
Yeah. First movie that did that to me, and I still remember it, was a movie called Count Yorga Vampire. And at the very end, the two people that have, like, fought all the vampires,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't realize that she, or it's vice versa, but I think it's that she has turned into a vampire.
Yeah.
And he drops the cross. And he, like, breathes a sigh of relief, and he turns towards her, and all of a sudden she goes, ah! And the whole screen, she comes at you and fills up the whole screen,
wow.
And that's the first movie that really made me jump. The other one was a Friday the 13th movie. For me, it was Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, well, that freaked me out. That's when you go, but when you look at kids, you know, when you're a kid, a lot of movies freak you out.
Wonka.
Yeah, Wonka would scare you if you're a little kid.
Yep.
Or if you're a big man who remembers what it was like.
Feel sorry for Wonka. Cost him a fortune in fudge.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Regarding American Idol last night, does it make me a bad American Idol watcher if I call somebody on the East Coast to tell me who won at 7 o'clock on the West Coast?
No, absolutely.
I called my buddy in Jersey and I told him, I said, dude, you just got to tell me who won because I don't want to sit through the hell of commercials.
Good for you.
And sure enough, he's like, the girl won!
Now, that's what I used to hate about living on the West Coast. At least, thank God, sports and stuff are
right.
live. But they used to even delay, like, the Emmy Awards and
sure.
stuff.
But mm-hmm. see, I think you could make money off that, making a bet, couldn't you? You could make a bar bet with that, say, you know, on who's going to win.
Make a bar bet if you were betting with an idiot.
Well, exactly. Well,
you know.
Who else do you bet with?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. In regards to American Idol programming.
Hold on. Your phone is like the worst we've heard today. Please start again.
Well, okay. Sorry. Buzz.
Yes.
Did you watch the finale of WASP last night?
I did. What do you think?
Oh, well, I kind of felt let down, but then I realized that the second season is just going to be twice as good.
Right. Yeah, I agree. It was a cliffhanger, but it was good.
I'm lost.
It's an amazing show.
I'm lost.
I thought the best part of the Lost finale was the opening where they did the Beach Boys medley. Am I confused?
Yeah, maybe a little.
Hello there, Don.
That's what they did on American Idol.
Mike show.
No, I haven't watched that.
All right.
Hello.
I taped it. Don't tell me who won.
I watched the Ember Fry movie last night.
What network was that on?
It was great. Because I've been writing a letter campaign to NBC to get that chick with the horse face from the West Wing.
Mm-hmm.
I keep saying, there's got to be a role for her. And finally, there she was. She's the perfect Amber Fry.
Amazing. She was like an Amber Fry's twin, though. She seriously was. Yeah.
And I did flip on that show when American Idol was over. And you know the stuff that they had that is true, like about Scott Peterson calling her? To see it played out, I found it disturbing and entertaining. And what an idiot the guy is. They show him.
Oh, the guy is an amazing, not only a pathological liar, but a bad one.
He's sitting in his pickup truck. He's eating a hamburger. He's got the National Enquirer next to her. Next to him. He's on the telephone with Amber Fry. He's in Modesto, California. She's like in Sacramento.
Right.
And she says, where are you at? He says, I'm in Belgium. Boy, it's great. Europe is really great.
Yeah, just lying through his teeth. But it also speaks to her, her smarts that she didn't pick up on it.
Then she says something like, I heard that there was going to be something in one of the tabloids. And he says, I don't know what you're talking about. He's looking right down, right by his hamburger in the car is the National Enquirer. This is, where is Lacey Peterson?
Did he lie about being in Europe after she found out about the woman? Isn't that when he lied about that? Because that's when he was actually plotting to kill her, I think.
I think the timeline is that he was on Christmas Eve maybe, he was at a candlelight vigil.
Right.
And he called her and said he was in Paris.
Yeah,
and the Eiffel Tower was spectacular. Yeah.
What I remember is that she said, where in Paris? And he went, near the Eiffel Tower.
Near the Eiffel Tower.
That's where I am.
Somewhere near that big tall thing.
You've seen it.
That you see in the postcard.
Yeah, so I stumbled on that for a second last night.
She was a spitting image for Amber Fry, which was kind of scary. Amber.
She is. And, you know, on the West Wing, she's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if she's in the list of West Wing people that I would do.
Right. Who would you do? Would you do that Amber or the Amber that's Boston Rob's Amber?
Boston Rob's Amber.
Yeah, Boston Rob's Amber's got it going on.
But anytime we're doing West Wing, who would you do?
Mm-hmm.
It always starts and ends with Allison Janney.
Oh, really? Allison Janney? See, I'm a Stockard Channing man.
No, Mike, you don't get my sarcasm.
Oh, really?
It was dripping out of my mouth.
You were being sarcastic?
Are you kidding?
Well, when I'm talking about Stockyard Channing,
listen,
I'm down with Stockyard.
If I want to make love to Dick Van Dyke wearing a wig, okay, then I'll be there with...
Who is his old secretary?
The press secretary.
Mrs. Habersham or whatever the lady was.
Not Lily Tomlin.
No,
you mean
no.
The one before Lily Tomlin?
Martin Sheen's secretary on the West Wing, who I think retired. Yeah, Mrs. Habersham. She's turned up in some other shows.
It's not Habersham, though. It's
another
name.
Something like that, though.
But you've always liked the Janney Fanny.
The Janney Fanny. Man, explore every nook and cranny of Janney.
Yeah, see the link.
Hello, Don. Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
How's it today?
How's it?
How's it?
I'm wondering if you paid attention to the presentation of those automobiles to Carrie and Bo.
You know, I thought Ford really screwed up a beautiful opportunity, not to give them a free commercial. But I think those Mustangs are sharp as hell.
Yeah.
And they gave those two idiots two of the hottest cars, and they never even identified what they were.
It
was just they could have been Yugos. You know, here are your brand new cars.
Didn't they just say convertibles?
They didn't even say Ford.
They didn't say Ford. They didn't say what they were. And the picture of the two cars behind them, it was a real fuzzy outline.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as they're concerned, they could have been getting a Focus.
Yeah, they could have certainly gotten a little more bang for their buck.
Did they say that it was the cars that were pictured? Or are they just illustration purposes?
You know they didn't say anything.
They didn't, Rob.
Ford didn't pony up.
Hey, you're not getting the Mustang. You're getting the Tempo.
It's a Matador.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, is it just me or is Coach Jim Gibbs looking more like Jim Baker every day?
Is who?
Jim Gibbs, you know, the coach of the Redskins.
Jim Gibbs.
That's so sad. Did you really call the coach of the Redskins Jim Gibbs?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Oh, you know what he's doing.
Yeah, I do now.
Yeah, and it's not going to work.
Yeah, we're out.
Bye-bye.
All right, then.
Right. Tell your mama we said hi.
She loves you.
Yeah,
we know
that. You don't have to tell us that.
Sometimes twice.
Correct.
Ma!
There you go.
Flat. Back to the drawing board.
We caught him.
Try to prepare something else.
That was a Joe Mama call.
Yeah, right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, Mike.
I got the perfect personalized license plate in honor of your fat boy.
Okay.
It's GB on FB.
Golden Boy on
Fat Boy.
GBOFB.
Right.
Okay, Mike's going to run right out and
I'm
get
gonna,
that.
I'm going to do that right now. I've had a bad experience with vanity plates. The last one I had was about 15, 16, 17 years ago.
Fly Baby.
With Fly Baby, because we were doing a joke on the show about Bob saying it, and every cop that I went by thought it meant I like to speed.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wonder,
I was a moron.
Sometimes I see license plates like Love Six Pack.
Yeah,
and I don't you think like why don't you just put a sign on your car that says there's a good chance I'm gonna be drunk driving?
That's about abs.
Love six pack.
Talking about his abs.
That's right.
Mine says question all authority.
question authority.
No, that's wide.
I'll tell you the ones that just piss me off, which and one? I know that there are these the goddamn suburban desperate housewives with their hearts in the right places. But first off, when you've got the license plate that says kids first,
right?
And okay, that, I'm all right with that. You want the pants? It's got the two little hand prints, like the kid I've with the paint, it. And right. You know, it's like the S is backwards. But then it always says something like chauffeur mom or mom taxi. You know, those are the cars that seriously I just want to run off the road.
Yeah, there was a mommy like that. That this is a motorcycle story. Buzz, I think you and I got this story together. They were talking about they were riding, you know, one of these major rides where you have hundreds of motorcycles that are going side by side, and they were narrow enough to get down into this emergency lane getting off an exit, and this mommy in a minivan pulled out. You know how people do that?
Yeah.
They pulled out. Well, she didn't realize that all the motorcycles did was in a solid line. They went, instead of side by side, two by two, they went in a straight line, run right back at each other, and every one of them took the helmet off, and the lady's car was pretty much taken care of by the time they got by it. They actually took out a window of the lady. It was I don't think these were like your friendly weekend people.
No.
These guys wearing jackets that said angels on
these
them.
These guys took their helmets off and threw their helmets at the lady's car.
I think it was like the Hell's Angels.
And dented her car.
When are you going to do that?
I'm never going to do that.
Did you do that today?
No. If I did that, I'd fall. Off the motorcycle.
I know it's normally a race with Mike, just a race with himself to see if he can leave faster than he left the day before.
Right.
But tonight, because you have the cycle, would you wait till we all leave so we can watch you get on and drive
tonight,
it away?
I mean, I have to because you got to kind of warm it up. So, I mean, I'll be down there. And it's more of a preparation thing. I can't do the jump and fly, you know, that I did before. But I was pretty excited today. I was pretty excited riding in there. Yeah. And it was a gorgeous day for it.
You should have left it running.
Absolutely.
Then it'd be ready to go.
It was fun showing all you boys my hog.
The best part was when we get done looking at Mike.